episode 1135, Softly and Tenderly.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a beautiful weekend and enjoying some sunshine. I know I hit a little bit of rain, but we enjoyed some warm weather. Oh, do I have some stories to share with you? Today is Reflection Day, a time of sweet spirit Sunday. Really just being able to be yourself. How many times are we wearing masks to prove that we're someone else throughout the week? Whether it's to our own children trying to be that perfect mom, or whether it's that perfect wife, or we go to our corporate job and we try to be everything that we so are not. God is calling you right now, softly and tenderly. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, whether your day, whether your weekend has been great or even challenging, softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. A message sent all the time. But our busyness, our distractions, and our agendas keep us from tapping in to his call. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, but we are missing it. Have you gotten that text lately that says, "Hello, Sue, I'm here. Christy, are you listening? Shannon, I'm speaking to you. Please pay attention to me, Crystal. I'm not too far." What is it for you? We complain that we are not hearing from God. But at what point in your day have you quieted yourself to hear him? Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. God doesn't always come in a burning bush, nor does he always come in lightning strikes, even though it would be nice. Wouldn't it be nice just to be standing in your kitchen and all of a sudden, whew, there's fire, and all of a sudden that burning bush is talking to you? Okay, maybe you might freak out just a little bit, but it would be a great story to tell. And guess what? He would have your attention, and that would be even better. We're too busy. We're too caught up in what we want to do in our life. It'd be nice to walk outside and all of a sudden be struck with lightning and not die. And know that this is the decision. This is what we're supposed to do right here, right now. So many decisions we make every day, but we leave God out. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. We went on a trip this weekend, and it was more like a 48-hour whirlwind adventure. It really was because, okay, actually, it was more like 49 hours and 30 minutes. Our whole trip from when we left our brand new home to where we went down south and came back, it was all like literally a blink. We were off to see my daughter's boyfriend for family day at the helicopter pilot training down south in Alabama. First off, I have to say, what an honor it was to go and to be a part of family day and to celebrate Craig and his accomplishments, all that he's doing to fight for our freedoms and our country, and to meet all the other soldiers there and what they're learning. It was more than awe-inspiring, and it was a beautiful, beautiful day. We went to the museum, and we went and got to see him fly and to see some quote-unquote tricks, which, okay, I won't tell you all the tricks, but they really are kind of cool. But it was totally a whirlwind. And when we returned home, I'm sad to report that no elves or gnomes showed up to unpack all the boxes. No, they didn't, but God showed up. And what God did instead was much, much better. He reminded me how magnificent he is and how he is always there. Whether there meaning home as a hotel room. He's always with us home as we travel in a car. We were driving by and I was just kind of thinking it was one of those, you know, mindless, you know, drive at this point in our, it was about 6 hour drive for us. And actually coming back, it was 8 hours because we stopped a little bit more. We had the puppy dog with us. We got out and walked around. My hip was a little sore. So, you know, we needed to move and stretch our legs a little more than normal. So coming back, it was more like 7.5, 8 hour drive back in. But as I'm driving on this one stretch of road, it was very calm and quiet. The sun was beginning to not quite set, but getting ready to. It was hovering over. It was probably about, oh, I would say 4:30-ish. Not quite at all getting to dusk, but it was starting to come down, getting ready for sunset. And all of a sudden, we're driving by and there's this forest and the trees were just positioned perfectly all the way. And so as I was driving, all of a sudden there were these flashes of light off to my left. My husband even noticed it. He goes, "Whoa, what did you think that was? Somebody coming after you?" And I said, "Yeah," and literally I did, because it felt like it was the lights from a police car, but no, it was lights from God. It was a sun that was reflecting through the trees, and as we passed each individual tree, going, you know, 70 miles per hour, so it was really fast, but it was this little stretch, and we felt like, I was like, no, God's calling us. He's wanting us to pay attention, and in that moment, I looked up in the sky, was incredible. The colors, where the clouds were positioned, how the rays came through, the blue and the white and a little bit of gray, because later on in our trip we hit rain. God showed up in a car. Home, where we live at each and every day. He's always with us. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. And he wants to meet you this moment. Not 2 weeks from now when your calendar opens up. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. He's always waiting on you. Be still, all who are weary. Be still, all who are struggling. Be still, all who are in pain. Be still, all who are weak. Be still, all who are strong. Softly and tenderly, God is stronger. But we try to beat him at his own game called life. Are you doing that today? Are you shutting God out? Not meaning to, but because we just get wrapped up in our own stuff. Our 48-hour whirlwind. Oh, I could have gotten all, you know, wrapped up in just the stuff, but I didn't. I got wrapped up in the blessings. I chose to pay attention to the little things. Why is it that we need a crisis to come and shake up our lives? Why do we need a tragedy to know that God is with us all the time? Come home. He wants you home with him. He wants to be with you in the moment. He wants you to be present with him so you can be incredible, so he can be seeing you as the you he created. Softly and tenderly, God is stronger. Don't let this week escape you. Fill in your calendar with excuses to ignore God. That's a reminder for me that I need to take heart in. Because you know what? My boxes right now that are standing right in front of me are a distraction. The stuff that I have to do, the interviews that I need to schedule, the interviews that I actually need to, well, I need to read the book so I can do the interviews. Homework for the children, activities. Even our own family can be a distraction. Be careful not to fill your day with excuses to ignore God. He wants to be with you at this moment. Are you letting him? Think right now. I'm just going to be silent for a moment. Be still. What is God telling you right now? What is on your heart? Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a beautiful week. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.